only had that clip-on mic.
I know, that would make things so much easier. Because Rose forgot his stand, and you just elbowed the fuck out of that microphone.
Earthquake!
Hey, don't say that, man. I hate earthquakes. He was just shaking his foot a couple seconds ago, and I felt it on the table.
Don't you hate it when like an earthquake just happens, and then every little move, and you're like, fuck. For like the next 3 days. And it's you fucking just shaking your leg. Did it just move?
I hate that shit so bad too.
And they always me. What a dumbass.
Alright, Roach. Go ahead.
Hey guys, it's over here at GONS. It's me, Roach.
You sounded so flamboyant.
God damn it. We need one of those little beep.
No, you know what that's for? It's for syncing the audio to a video.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because when you do external mics on a movie and then you do cameras, the audio isn't synced until you do that, which you can go into after post-production editing and you can line up that scene with the spike in the audio, and that's what that's for. We learn something new every day.
Did you take a film class or something?
No, I learned that myself.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'm Daniel.
Oh, we were still recording?
Yeah.
Oh okay. I'm another Daniel. Not quite sure which one yet, though.
Oh, my God. And then he sounded confused.
D2.
He's R2.
DP.
You are the second Rodriguez I know.
I am a second Rodriguez. I'm a Rodriguez, too.
Oh, there you go.
R2-D2.
You that just works. Got that? You just got that?
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been an interesting introduction.
I like this one the best so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty stupid.
It has Star Wars. It has new facts.
Get the important stuff out of the way.
The important stuff out of the way. Probably the biggest for this week is the demos, rumored at least. Information surfaced on the internet talking about no demos, or rather... just speculation of demos on the next generation of consoles, whether they're going to be present or not. And basically, some statistics came out showing that a 360 game with a trailer and no demo basically sells around 525,000 units in 6 months of release, whereas a game with a demo and a trailer sells about 250,000 units in the same amount of time period, presumably because people got to try it, didn't like it, and so they didn't buy it. There's a couple of pros and cons, which from both perspectives, publisher and consumer. Publisher pros start with just exposure. You know, how many times have you guys just
spread
randomly
through word of mouth?
Or that, but just like randomly been going through the marketplace and then find something interesting based on cover art.
I'm gonna download that.
And then you just download a demo and play it, you know? Yeah. Quite frankly, you do that often, Roach. Because you play all the games that I don't care for or but you get exposure, and then they also get pre-orders, which serve as a sort of, okay, this is how many units we're estimated to sell by so and so time period. That's at least the way that the businesses look at it. And then you get early feedback if the demo's released early enough that they can go back in and change whatever's wrong. And then of course, like Vieta mentioned, you get word of mouth. Some of the cons is that it costs money and time to make a demo, and that it cuts into the development time of the game, and most of the time they don't represent the final product,
which sucks because normally the fucking demo can be great. First thing that comes to mind is we didn't play a demo; we just saw the trailer of the demo. It was Aliens Colonial Marines, the final product from the demo, which there are comparison videos online, but the final product just ended up sucking.
I liked it. That's because I'm a big Aliens fan.
Well, yeah, that's because you're extremely open-minded too. And for consumers, because this also needs to be looked at from a consumer point of view, you get to try it before you buy it, and ultimately it's cheaper if you just get a demo rather than the full game. And why I say that is because, you know, to try a game, all you just have to pay for is your membership, you know, whether that be Xbox Live, and I'm not sure if the PS...
No,
right?
You don't need any demo.
Exactly. So it's ultimately even cheaper, and it saves you $60.
Same thing for Steam, you just download the demo.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the consumer cons... is that the game might be designed around the demo, which is basically what I mean by that is what they show you in the demo or what you get to play in the demo is actually completely different than what's actually going on in the game. Or sometimes Because of all the tweaks and stuff that they need to do, it just takes longer development time. And that's why we've seen games get pushed back and people get angry at that. Perfect scenario was like Grand Theft Auto 5, where they pushed it back from August to September, something like that.
They pushed it back from May to September.
May to September. And so that pissed a lot of people off. And then you also get potential story spoilers, you know, just in case. But that's pretty much it. I mean, it's summer. We're, what is it called? The summer drought?
Yeah, the summer game drought. No games are coming out until maybe the later half of August. Honestly, the next big game might as well be fucking Grand Theft Auto in September.
Yeah.
Between July and August, nothing's really coming out.
Yeah. So
look at those indies.
Yeah. What was it called? You want to go ahead and share
the
that?
Humble Bundle?
Yeah, the Humble Bundle.
Well, everyone knows the Humble Bundle, but if you lack money and you just want to try an indie game for cheap, go to the Humble Bundle. You have to pay $1 minimum and you get like between 3 to 5 games. Mm-hmm. And if you pay more than what the average is, which can range from like $5 to $4, you get like 2 extra games. And you also get to download the soundtracks as well. So if you like video game music, that's great.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, for $5, you get like, what, 5 actual indie games, and you can play them on your computer. And
some of them are really, really good as well. Like, I've gotten Psychonauts, which is a great Double Fine game. If you never tried that, you got to go try that. Give them money so we can get Psychonauts 2 already.
What about you, Rush?
I've just been playing, what have I been playing? Project X Zone. That game's dope. It's like anime, and then all these other game characters, all just kind of like Fire Emblem, you know, RTS.
Those didn't have demos, right?
Huh?
Those didn't have demos, right?
They had a demo.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, what else? Muramasa Rebirth, little side-scroller, samurais,
mm-hmm.
Something about spirits and demons. I don't get the story. And Deadpool.
Yeah, so you've actually, you're probably the only one here that's actually been buying games.
Yeah.
for the past month, because I haven't, last game I bought was Alan Wake on Steam for like $3.
I already said that on Facebook, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you put the screen price. I was like, I don't wait for $3. I'm going to go check
that. Oh, well, that was my personal Facebook, yeah.
It's funny, if you just got in a week before from Humble Bundle, you could have got everything you got for $1.
I know. I know. The same thing happened with Gary's mod. How's Deadpool?
Deadpool's fun. Like, the gameplay is generic, like, whatever, you know, hack and slash. It kind of actually kind of plays like Arkham Asylum in that the counter system.
Really?
Where it's like, you know how, like, they have the X button before they attack and they jump straight to the guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. With swords. And then the actual, what makes it fun is the dialogue and like the little things. Like, there's a part where you actually get to bitch slap Wolverine continuously for like 5 minutes straight. You can stop whenever you want, but I kept going because he kept saying funny things, and he even like refers to you. He's like, I want to see if the player keeps pushing the A button. And he just keeps slapping Wolverine until he runs out of things to say. So, you know, those little things are pretty fun.
And Project X Zone is something that not everybody knows about. I'll be honest, I didn't know about it. It's definitely under the radar, despite being a Capcom title.
It's actually a Capcom, Namco,
Sega.
What else?
That's interesting.
It's like four different things.
So I was under the impression that it was a fighting game, but it turns out that it's not.
Yeah, it's an RTS strategy.
I don't think it's RTS. It's turn based, but I haven't played it. But I've seen enough of it.
Okay,
it's just a shit ton of characters are in it.
Yeah. From all three licenses, like the Sega people, the Capcom people, and the Namco people.
I got it mostly because Mega Man was in it.
You see, that's, when you told me that, that's what was inspiring, or rather influencing my decision to get that too. But the problem with me is that as I did more research, I realized that Mega Man and Zero were like the only two characters that I actually knew apart from the Street Fighter people.
I thought it was Dante.
And Dante, but...
I knew way too many people in that game.
I just knew the Street Fighters, Darkstalkers, Dante,
yeah.
Mega Man. That dot hack characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Kite and Black Rose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the...
Frank West is in it.
Yeah, Frank West is in it. Resident Evil.
Yeah, Chris and Jill and... Just those two, right?
Yeah, just those two. Oh, and Nemesis is also in it, too.
Oh, wow.
If Jill's in it, Nemesis is in it.
And it doesn't play like I'm sorry. It's... You say it's like an RTS, but Vieta says it's not...
Oh, it's turn-based. It's still strategy games.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated.
So you don't actually control the characters like a fighting game, like
when you actually meet up with an enemy, you actually make your own kind of combo thing.
Oh, okay.
And then like you raise up the bar, and then you get to use like your super special.
Sounds like a game designed for the Japanese.
it's hard, man. Like at first it was easy. I was like, this game's gonna be easy. I was like, oh fuck. And then like throughout later on. There's so many enemies. There's like 5 bosses on one screen. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I think I'll just go ahead and stay away from that for a while until you're done with it. Nah. Let me borrow it.
it's like a 60-hour game.
Fuck. Well, I'm not gonna play for all 60 hours. I can tell you that.
I was reading about it, and it was like the playtime is 60 hours. I was like, what the hell? And it's like, it's kind of fixed, I guess you could say, towards that playtime, because there's no things you can do outside of the story.
Right.
So you kind of actually have to go through.
Wait, really? There's no stage? Any like free? Not free roam, but like a free, just like random generated map with random enemies or something.
That sucks. You go straight to the next level, to the next level, to the next level, and they're all like story orientated. I'm at the 16 hours, and I'm in 16 hours, and I just met Mega Man Zero.
Really?
Yeah. I wish Axel was in there.
Yeah, that would've been dope. I don't know if Vile's in it.
Vile is from
the first Mega Man, the guy with the purple guy. You know when
Mega Man X, you mean? Yeah, okay. X.
You know when Zero comes in, and sees Mega Man.
You don't. Vieta has such a confused look on his face right now. Well, I'll show you later. I'll show you who he is later.
I haven't played enough Mega Man X's.
I always like those better than regular Little Blue Rock Man.
Little Blue Rock Man was kind of kiddie.
Yeah.
Mega Man X was more
adult. But that's who they're using in the new Smash Brothers, though. The little Blue Bomber.
Probably because he's more...
renowned.
Yeah. Also because like all the other characters kind of cartoony.
Yeah.
Mega Man X kind of wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, because they're using Skyward Sword Link.
Oh, yeah. And he's... Well, they've been using him since
Twilight Princess.
Yeah,
Twilight Princess.
Wait, isn't Snake in it too?
Is he?
No, he hasn't been confirmed yet.
No confirmation. Vieta just showed me earlier before you got here the Wii Fit girl. The trainer is actually a playable character in fucking...
Really? The Wii Fit chick?
Yep. That is...
You know what, though? You're laughing, but she looks badass. Like, she looks like she's going to be a badass character to use. It's, like, they were comparing her to Zero Suit Samus in terms of...
speed and...
Yeah.
Agility
and just quick little, you know, like that.
If you learn to play as her, she'd be a fucking combo monster.
Mm-hmm. And her special is pretty cool. I mean, it shoots out, like, rainbow poses of her yoga thing, and it just fucking sends everybody flying.
Damn.
Which is just called Wii Fit.
Yeah.
Kind
of
cool.
It's probably that. I'm gonna be really shocked if she doesn't pop out the Wii Fit board, or if they don't add that in there
at some point, right? Yeah.
The legend looks funny.
Still no confirmation on the Steam summer sale, right?
Can't wait, but no, still not. It should be coming up within this month. That's damn short. Maybe. Let me see. When is this coming out? On a Saturday? This podcast.
This one's gonna be out on Sunday, the 7th.
Sunday, okay, well, Sunday, maybe in the following week, next 2 weeks, because last year around this time is when it started, around July 12th-ish.
Okay.
Evil, evil, evil sale. That is not a joke.
What kind of sales do you think people are going to...
The daily deals or the weekend deals? Expect that for like a full-on month.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, they have like full-on... You can buy entire publisher catalogs. Like, I think I saw the Star Wars one with like every fucking Star Wars game.
Yeah, that
came
out recently.
Yeah, for like $44.
Yeah.
Which is like $70 off what it normally would be.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they came out recently. I only bought Battlefront 2 out of that. I got it for like $3, $2, something like that. It was so worth it.
I bet.
Oh, they just randomly came into mind, but on that demo thing, that demo news we were talking about, they could just do what Steam does, which is that they're doing it right now for Left 4 Dead. They give you a free weekend to play the game.
Yeah, that's actually another good idea. The people at Machinima talked about digital game rentals. Which is basically like just giving you a certain amount of time or until you get to a certain part where they just cut you off.
And if you're saying rentals, that means you would pay for that part.
Yeah, you would pay for it. The money would go directly to the publisher / developer. Basically, the people that actually matter in game production. And
so the developer?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the 1 hour demos for PSN.
Kind of like that. You remember that? Yeah. Or the time demos that they would give you in like magazines or something back in the day with
those
previous
were the good old days.
Yeah.
My magazine came in like 5 demos in 1 CD.
Yeah.
You just tried to beat them as fast as you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. But things like that. Or what Vieta just brought up was a very good idea. What they do for Steam and on Steam, what is it that they do?
Right now, they usually start them up on Thursdays. They give you Thursday to download it, and they give you 3 days just to play the game all weekend. And the entire weekend, the game is also on sale.
That's the free weekend demo that they do.
Right now, well, this is going up on Sunday, so it'll probably be done. But right now, it's Left 4 Dead. You can try the Killing Floor, which is a game I've always been kind of meh about because I never tried it. That one's on for like 6 days.
Okay.
So a full-on week for that game.
Company of Heroes 2 was on for a pretty long time.
That was a beta.
That was... Oh, okay.
That was pre-release. That was another thing. Like, a lot of people go... I guess you can call betas the new demos now, right? You just sign up and you're in it. Like, they did that for freaking Battlefield. That's how they sell other games.
Final Fantasy's doing that right now.
Who?
Final Fantasy 15. or
14.
14.
Yeah,
a Realm Reborn.
Yeah, that's in beta right now. Too, I
yeah,
think.
It is.
Or open beta. Or, you need
sign
to
up.
Yeah.
You know what? I now that we're talking about betas, Battlefield 4. When Medal of Honor Warfighter came out, they were announcing the Battlefield 4 beta for April of this year.
April.
It is currently June, and there's no word or...
They'll probably do what they did with Battlefield 3 and do the beta like a month before it's released.
That's bullshit, though, because it's like...
Then your feedback
point,
doesn't matter.
I know, but fuck. I hope they're not like that with Battlefront. Battlefront's too beautiful of a game for them to fuck over like that.
We'll see what they do, because I know they're not doing the Battlefield method with that.
No, and that's
thank
what
God.
Excites me, because I don't want to be playing Battlefield with the
Star Wars
mod over it. Yeah. Yeah. But in terms of sales, the Xbox 360 summer sale is going on right now. You can get games like The Witcher 2, 75% off for $10.
Is it
going
to be done by the time this goes up, though?
I'm not sure, but it, you know what? It doesn't matter. We're doing our job.
Letting the people know.
Yeah, letting the people know.
We'll let you know what you missed.
Yeah. Forza Horizon for $15. That's a 63% off. That's a good one.
You said The Witcher 2 was $10?
Witcher 2 is $10.
I like that game.
Forza Horizon is $15. Left 4 Dead 2 is $10. The Orange Box is $5. And Crysis 3 is $20.
Uh-oh.
And then there's the normal week-long sales that are also up there. Those were the daily deals that he just
yeah.
read.
They were?
Yeah, those are all daily deals, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, then, there you go. And then, through July 8th. So, we're publishing this on July 7th. You still have another day to go out there and buy them, but you're going to be able to buy Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway for $5, Far Cry, the first one for $5, Crysis, the first one for $5, Command and Conquer, Red Alert for $5, WWE 13 for $15,
yeah.
Mass Effect 1 for $5, Prey for $3, Bulletstorm for $5.
Bulletstorm is
Perfect Dark Zero for $3, Dragon Age Origins for $5, and Divinity 2 The Dragon Knight Saga for $5. That's
Dragon Age 2 for $5 is worth it.
Yep.
Dude, that's a minimum savings of 67% and a maximum savings of what looks like 83%. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But
that's a Steam quality sale, but they need to do that every weekend.
That's definitely a Steam quality sale, but here's my concern. Xbox One is right around the corner, and none of these games are going to be transferable.
Not even if your account?
No.
What the hell? It's because they can't miss that summer sale.
Yeah.
They've been doing that one annually for how many years now? A couple?
For a couple. It's definitely something that they can't miss, but it's just...
But we saw that time before between the Xbox
yeah,
One and now, and they said they're not going to abandon the Xbox 360 for like at least 5 years.
Well, you know that's bullshit.
It's probably
we'll
you know that's bullshit, but... because they canceled Xbox One service in like what 2 years? No, I'm sorry, like 4 or 5 years into the 360.
But the Xbox One's not even out yet.
No, I'm sorry. The first
Xbox.
Listen to this straw man. Listen to the fucking Vieta. All right.
That's why you just go with the X-Bone.
Xbox.
I like that name better.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes me feel bad, personally, as somebody who's going to buy an Xbox.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, at the very least, you can look for those summer sales.
Yeah. I suppose.
At that point, the 360 is just going to be an indie game platform for now.
Yeah.
Have you heard of... And, Viet, I'm leading this question towards you because I don't think Roach is into development like that, but...
Nope!
Microsoft...
Proud.
I know. But Microsoft doing the whole not charging developers for patches anymore? Like, what's going on with that?
About fucking time, because we were going to bring up Fez at one point. The original Fez has a couple groundbreaking bugs. It only affects 1% of gamers that own the game. But, you know, the higher the numbers of those sales are, the more 1% ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil Fish, this dude's super outspoken. He's kind of a dick. But, he said that first patch costs like tens of thousands of dollars just to get through for Microsoft. They charge you to patch your fucking games,
mm-hmm.
which is complete bullshit. So now that they're turning around on that, which is probably a sign that they're maybe going to be more cooperative with indie developers, it means they're not charging you to fix your fucking game like they would before. So if it makes it so that your indie games would get patched more constantly. I think any game would probably get patched more constantly.
Yeah.
So. It just makes anything broken can get fixed quicker without being charged like most of your sales.
Out of curiosity, do you know sales numbers for Fez?
I think last time I checked.
On Xbox only though, not PC?
Nah, Maybe not. I just know generally, I think, is when they announced Fez 2, it was like at 300,000, which I think is is considered a success.
Oh, yeah, for an indie, for sure. I think for an indie, 20,000 is a success, no?
I think so, but when you say success, I look at Super Meat Boy, and I think it's in the millions.
Yeah. Oh, wow, shit. That's huge. Yeah, and they just actually expanded, too. They went over to the Sony platforms recently.
I love Super Meat Boy.
Like, really?
Yeah, I think you can get it on the PS Vita now.
I don't know, but I'm going to get it.
I remember seeing it one day while I was like laying in bed late at night. I'm just like, just scrolling through. And I see Super Meat Boy. Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That game had my life for a while.
You know, I'm still trying to beat it. I'm stuck at the end.
You know which game had my life for a while? Castle Crashers.
Oh my god, yes.
Castle Crashers is one. If you have four players to play with, it's one fun. Amazing experience, yeah.
My character's level 87.
Fuck you, man. Before I had my whole gamertag screw-up thing and I had to make a new one back when I could play Castle Crashers, the highest I got to was 40. And only because I beat through the game like 5 times just to get there.
Jesus.
I beat it.
So I can't imagine you at 80-something.
87.
Fuck.
Got every sword and every pet. Except for the DLC. Actually, I do have the Dark DLC. I have the Dark Knight guy.
You know what I did have for... I'm sorry, Veda.
No.
You know what I did have for Castle Crashers that was so cool that no one else had? The little alien as a character. From Alien...
Oh, Alien Hominid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I had that game because it was on sale for like 200 points. I bought it. And then later on when I bought Castle Crashers, the little character was already there as is. So I'm like...
Yeah.
I just went straight for him. I was like, fuck the knights. I'm going to go with the alien.
Yeah, remember he was a boss too, wasn't he?
I don't remember. I know he had a level in desert,
yeah.
And a lot of aliens would come down.
Yeah.
But
confused.
That game was fun.
That game was fun.
I could get it.
I played it.
Should all get it? I'll get on Xbox. Yeah, doing it all over again.
I'm low key down. I just got to go to the bank and make a deposit.
I'm high key down.
Cool.
Well, at the very least, if Microsoft is more indie friendly, you'll get more games like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, indie games are so cool. Indie games are so important, but at the same time, like, that's why I'm building a PC. So I don't have to depend on Microsoft to be dicks. So I don't have to, you know, go over to the dark side with Sony and...
You don't even need a strong PC to play most indie games.
No, you really don't. You really don't. You just need a strong PC to play most games and be able to run all your editing software like I have, so...
You multitasking fucker.
Yeah. No, I have to. I have to. It's part of my, possible bachelor's in the future. Anyway,
you need to sprout 2 extra arms.
I mean, I have one.
See, no one's gonna get that because they didn't see you look down.
It's okay. All right.
What else was there?
Speaking about Castle Crashers, I think they made another game.
Which one?
Behemoth, right? That was the company?
Yeah, Behemoth and Newgrounds.
Yeah, they made a new game that came out like two a month ago. It was called Battle Block Theater. Looks pretty fun. Same, right. Same like, style. Looks pretty fun. I was going to get it.
Since you just mentioned Battle Block, let me go over here onto the Google and search up Cube World.
Dude.
Cube World.
That looks fun.
Looks fucking amazing. Well, if I could find the site, I would show you.
Do you play with cubes?
Think of Minecraft. Think of Minecraft meets an RPG.
Oh, that does sound...
I don't know. I think it looks prettier than Minecraft.
It does, because there's not that much texture in the cubes. So it looks just like, if it's green, it's just smooth green. If it's brown, it's just smooth brown. But it looks like Minecraft meets RPG in randomly generated worlds.
That sounds fun.
That is, and you can buy it now.
Well, it's an alpha. It's doing the way the Minecraft started.
Yeah.
You can buy the alpha and you'll get all the updates and stuff. So presumably it'll do the same thing with the price will go up.
Buy it in alpha while it's cheap. and then that way you can save yourself like fucking $40 when it comes out, because I bought Minecraft when it was in beta. And I bought it for like $12. Apparently, it was $8 before that while it was in alpha.
Yeah.
And then now it's like $35, almost $40 to get the full release.
Their price will gradually go up. I don't think that matters though, because Notch has said you can just torrent the fucking game.
Yeah. You can't, but I tried.
I did too.
I have not.
You need to have a registered account, meaning that you need to have it paid for on your account in order to access the game. Otherwise, you're just going to be screwed anyway. Yeah, you can torrent it. You can have it there, but...
You're just not going
to
get the update.
You're just not going to get the update or access to it.
But you want the updates.
And you want access to it.
Obviously. So how much is Cube World right now?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm looking at on the...
It's for PC?
The Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a fucking mouse before I get any PC games.
Right now, it's on Windows. XP, Vista 7 and 8. It's going to come out for Mac. And they're planning on releasing Cube World on consoles in the future. Personally, I'm just... I didn't know about this game.
I found out like a couple days ago, too.
Me, too. I found out a couple days ago.
I just found out.
Basically, what they're selling or how they're trying to sell it is Infinite Worlds... No borders and nothing but landscapes. Damn. So you have green lands, snow lands, deserts, jungles, lava lands, oceans, savannas, undead lands. Ooh.
Jinx and a Coke.
Huh?
I was like, Jinx and a Coke.
I already gave you one. Swamp lands, mushroom lands. That sounds like Mario. So it is an RPG. They're confirming it here as I'm reading it on the site. It's going to have dungeons.
And multiple skills. I know there are multiple classes you can play as, even though some aren't released yet. They plan multiple races, even though you can't really tell most of the races.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm actually reading it right here. Classes, there's going to be warriors, rangers, mages, and rogues. I'm assuming everybody's going to try to sound cool and they're going to go for rogues. Yeah. So with that said, I'll go for a ranger.
Rogues are hard to play as. Well, most rogues are hard to play as. I mean, the way they describe it there is that it's based mostly on movement. Like, your character's, like, moving... in and out of a fight really quickly.
Yeah. Rogue gameplay is fast-paced and special attacks are instant. That way they can concentrate on evasion and move freely during combat. With that said, I'm going to be a ranger because they use ranged charge attacks that work similar to warrior attacks, but using ranged weapons.
Oh. That's why they're called rangers.
Fuck. Now I don't know who to be.
I think throwing a musket. Not just bows and arrows, you know?
Yeah. That would be cool, but I don't know. That would make me feel like I'm playing Minecraft with a mixture of MapleStory.
That doesn't sound bad.
Right now, I think there's only... I mean, you can play it single player, but I think there's only 4-player, but they're planning on adding multiplayer servers.
I think so. So there's going to be pets. We'll get into monsters in a bit. And there's also going to be races, which Vieta just mentioned. Humans, elves, dwarves, goblins, lizard men, orcs, undeads, frogmen, and they're planning more down the road.
I really hope they do something great with these races, like give them all a special attribute or something. Like a frogman can super jump or something. That'd be awesome.
I hope so too, but from the looks of everything that I'm seeing here, it doesn't look like it. It's just you look different.
Oh. And it's already out in alpha. You can buy it.
Yeah, you can buy it. There's a little bit of a mistake because they have way too many players and they crashed their servers way too quickly.
I'm trying to find where to buy it.
I'll probably go home and try to buy it.
Multiplayer features right now are private servers, LAN multiplayer, online multiplayer, and 2-4 co-op. In the future, there's going to be PvP, PvP online ladders, and experimental MMO servers.
Ooh.
I think it can work great as an MMO right now, I mean, especially with the random dungeons. You don't really get bored.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Where do I buy?
Take my money!
There's a buy button at the top.
Well, there's a sign-in button, that's for damn sure. Anyway, we, like, totally just went off-topic from the news and started talking about a game, but...
There's a Marvel MMO, have you played that?
Yeah, it's on Steam, but I don't want it. It's free to play, but when you look down, you get packages for, like, $87, $90. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing it. I was like, all right, I'm Hawkeye, because they only give you, like, 4 shitty characters anyway.
Who?
They give you The Thing... Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, whatever her name is, Magneto's daughter.
Magneto's daughter.
And Storm.
Okay.
And it's like, those are not, they're not interesting characters. So
it's funny because in the beta, you got Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, and somebody else that I forgot.
Not Deadpool's in it. That's the reason why I got it. But Deadpool, in order to play with him, you had the $20.
Are you serious?
Every character is like 10 to 20 bucks just for one character.
Just to play with one specific character?
Yeah.
That's a trap of a free-to-play, dude.
That's why I stopped playing.
That's kind of retarded. I mean, I've played free-to-play games, MapleStory being one of them. Obviously, it's not as big as something like a Marvel MMO or whatever it is, but...
But even that, like...
Holy crap.
Paying was optional, because it literally gave you option. Like, it was just to look different.
I thought $5 for a character in Marvel vs. Capcom was bad. let alone $20 for a character in an MMO. In an MMO. Are you fucking kidding me?
Which, it doesn't even, it's not even that fun.
Well, sorry.
Most MMOs charge you for, like, extra character slots.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that much I know, but, I mean, $20 just to play as a Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know? This is, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to DC's Infinite Crisis.
Yeah, that the...
That's a MOBA.
That's a MOBA.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know. I hope, like hell, they simplified it for you.
Yeah.
What was... too much math for me. Fuck that.
Like I said, fuck League of Legends.
And you just pissed off a lot of people.
Don't be mean.
Sorry, guys, but I don't like that game. Mainly because I stayed up, like, all night trying to figure it out, and I kept dying. I was like, you know what? I hate this game.
YouTube videos for tutorials. I did that for Dota. Still don't get it.
All right. I got nothing else. Anybody else want to add anything?
Damn, something just popped in my head and it went out. No, wait, come back.
We were talking about Marvel superheroes.
And making a new Aliens game.
Again?
Yeah, for PS4 and Xbox One. All the next-gen consoles.
All right, so for the three of you Alien fans out there, including Roach, so thank you for the two of you.
I was pretty excited. I was like, Aliens. And they're trying to make it big, too. They're trying to make it like... Arkham Asylum status.
You think they'll succeed?
That's actually what like what the creator what was
who's making it?
Probably Gearbox or Sega. Nah, someone under Sega because Sega owns the license for them.
It was I never did the what's that game called? Total Conquest, I think.
Sound familiar, Vita?
When you say total, I think war. I've never heard of a Total Conquest.
It's a strategy game.
Command and Conquer.
I know it's creative something. That's what they're called. But yeah,
it sounds familiar actually.
I remember it was Creative Something, Creative Realm, some shit like that. I don't know. But the guy was saying that they're really working to make it as big as like Red Dead and Arkham Asylum.
We'll see. I mean, Red Dead was good. Arkham Asylum is definitely good. But they all just sell to a specific audience, you know? Yeah. Aliens is obviously a game designed to target the Alien fans because personally I'm not open-minded enough to try an Aliens game. Quite frankly, I just don't care.
They all been failed from... back then.
Especially so because like a lot of them. Exactly. Especially because of that bad
rep.
That's
my fault.
coming behind that, you know? But,
Mothership was calling.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's actually, like, puts it up there.
Do you think Aliens versus, I'm sorry, Aliens Colonial Marines was good?
I liked it. Mainly because I got to shoot some Xenos. I was like, yeah! Shooting some Xenos.
Then you'll probably like that game.
I like it.
I don't
but
know.
I'm hoping it's like actually like, you know, huge.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I can only play the story in the Colonial Marines. I couldn't get into the multiplayer.
Next Generation.
Yeah.
It's gonna be big.
Yeah.
And I say that because going back to E3, God, I fucking miss it to be honest with you. But going back to E3, I had all the games that I saw. They were massive, massive games. Mad Max was huge. You know.
That game looks fun.
That game does look fun. Doesn't look like me though. That game was massive. Dying Light was massive.
Dying Light looks scary.
You saw it?
I saw the commercial. I was like, oh, hell no.
Dying Light
I can't
looks,
put with that pressure.
Dying Light looks, well, is amazing. I played the alpha at E3. It was amazing, dude. It was so much fun.
That looks like one of those games where I was just screaming at the TV. I'm going to play it. I'm going to get it because it looks like that.
I get goosebumps every time I even start to talk up.
Talk about it.
Every time I even start to talk about it because it was just so much fun. Fun, dude, and it's just don't stop running.
I was like, oh hell no.
It just looked fun, dude. It looked so much fun, especially when it turns into nighttime and all the zombies change.
It's like some World War Z shit.
Oh, well, that movie sucked, so
it was good. I liked it.
You know what movie I liked? Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was good.
I saw it. I'm not a Superman fan, but that was a good movie. I liked it better than any of the recent Batmans, and that's a terrible comparison because Batman and Superman, but still DC. I am still going to compare it.
They're still the greatest DC buddy cop team.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And the fights were actually epic.
Yeah, the fights were definitely on a big scale.
Yeah.
I've seen better out of a Kill Bill. But that's not to say the fights were bad. It's just the fights were really big and open.
Yeah. It was Superman.
I'm just thinking of Adult Swim's quote. Because if you watch Adult Swim, you know they put up bumpers. They put up, here are our thoughts on Man of Steel. I forgot the first one, but the second one was, this has been the longest episode of Dragon Ball Z we've ever seen.
Kind of makes sense.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can totally see that, dude. I can, from him finding out that he could fly, dude. Oh my god.
You just have a successful Dragon Ball Z movie.
They should. They should remake that bullshit they did in Lost Space.
I saw it when I was on an airplane and I kind of cried to myself. That was a whole movie.
What? Whose mind was it to put Goku in high school?
Oh my god.
He wasn't. Oh my god. He was married and he had like 3,000 kids. Come on. He didn't have that many kids. I'm just exaggerating. But he had kids.
I don't even want to call it Dragon Ball Z.
No.
I want to call it Dragon Poop.
Cricket. Look, he's blushing because of how bad of a joke it was.
Hey, I wasn't trying to be funny. I just hate that movie.
It was funny, but in a different sense. We're laughing at you, not with you. All right, so I'm done.
Black Panther. Oh well, Stan Lee accidentally did that. There's not much news there. It's another. As of now, it's a rumored movie, so look forward to that.
Who would work as a Black Panther?
Wesley Snipes would have been a good.
You think so?
I think it would have been good.
I think if you give Vin Diesel a spray tan,
oh my pull god. Nah, he needs hair.
Just his hands and face.
Give him a wig. I mean, Black Panther wears a mask anyway, right?
True.
Go throw Terrence Howard in there. He already left Marvel for one movie.
Terrence Howard.
He's not dark enough. He's not dark enough to beat T'Challa.
Chocolate. Don't matter, neither Vin Diesel, but you can give him a spray tan at all.
I don't know who would be a good Black Panther. We can't.
Who? I'm more wondering who would be a good Black Panther. I don't think that would hit that many audiences, considering he's in Africa, not New York.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless Captain America leads into it, because Vibranium's found in Wakanda.
Captain America is supposed to lead into Avengers 2, though.
Every movie's going to lead into Avengers 2.
Well, not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Not Iron Man 3. Not really.
No.
that movie could have died right there.
What do you mean, not Guardians? He could deal with Thanos.
Yeah.
I think Guardians are actually going to tie in with Avengers 2.
We'll see what they do.
What I want to see is Avengers team up with Guardians of the Galaxy.
That would be cool.
To take down Thanos.
That would be really, really cool.
That'd be fucking sick.
Let Guardians of the Galaxy come out first, though. Because we don't want to mix up a shitty thing with a good thing. We know that Avengers is a good film.
I think Rocket Raccoon's in it. Yeah. So it's automatically going to sell, which makes it automatically awesome. Because everyone loves Rocket.
Rocket's dope.
Well,
Drax is in it. Star-Lord.
Okay. Actually, they already announced who's playing Drax.
Who?
Batista.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and John C. Reilly's going to be in it, too. He's playing the leader of the Nova Corps.
Dave Bautista. I can't get over that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. But, I can't.
You know, Drax was programmed to destroy Thanos, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's just a destroyer. That dude's evil. Well, he was evil.
I was reading a story. He's like programmed to take down Thanos. Like, that's his birth goal. So, I mean, if that was an Avengers, and Drax is sort of, you know, you could tie in somehow.
Yeah, you can. They can definitely tie it in. Will they tie it in is a different story. Yeah.
I don't know. They could tie it in. I'm thinking of an indirect way to tying it in, because they can have him take down, like, Thanos's, one of his main, whatever the fuck. I don't know what the hell Thanos does. I'm not going to lie. But one of his main outposts or whatever out in space that he's trying to conquer, they could take that out, which leads him to go into Earth, even though he has, like, pretty weakened forces. Or they're going to somehow, and he's going to end up somehow getting the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
He doesn't use rings, he just uses those.
I was thinking of Mandarin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, the Infinity Gauntlet was in Thor 1, if you want to go back and see that.
Yeah.
Maybe Loki got caught on purpose.
Huh. Interesting speculation.
Ant-Man's coming out too.
Who?
Ant-Man. 2015. Ant-Man.
Is that necessary?
That starts off phase 3.
He was one of the original Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not who he is in the Avengers in the film in terms of that universe. I mean, you're going based on.
Well, we don't know that. We haven't seen Hank Pym yet.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I didn't like him in the cartoon movies.
I did too.
I didn't like him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, no, I did.
I didn't like him because he slapped Wasp and it was kind of like.
He slapped who?
Wasp.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing in the comics. He beat his wife every now and then.
Yeah.
That dude has a fucked up ass life.
Yeah,
I'm serious. That dude's just
okay. Well, let me go on and correct myself. I didn't like him because he beat a woman. I just liked him because it was a cool idea.
I liked him. I liked him because he beat a woman.
All right.
Ant-Man's a good character, though.
Ant-Man's cool. In the movie, I didn't like him.
So that starts phase 3, then. Ant-Man?
Yeah, Ant-Man. It's phase 3, and then they had the two unannounced. One of them maybe Black Panther, so maybe more people in the Avengers now because he is an Avenger.
Yeah,
is that Avenger show?
I haven't seen the new Avengers show.
On Disney?
No, it's on ABC, I think.
Oh, you mean S.H.I.E.L.D.?
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that either. I need to figure out what happened to...
Luke Cage is in it?
No, that's not Luke Cage. They said that they might mention other Marvel characters, but for the most part, everything's going
to
be original.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect to see Iron Man. I certainly don't expect to see any of the Avenger characters in the show.
I was hoping, like... if that was Luke Cage, I was hoping we'd see Nova.
Nova? I didn't know who's part of Heroes of Fire. Samuel Jackson did say he wanted to be in it, but... Not physically, more like a Charlie to Charlie's Angels, so talking through the radio.
Oh, okay.
That would make the most sense, right? Yeah. That's what he said. That would easily connect it to the rest of the cinematic you.
Okay. I mean, that connects that, but I'm still curious to see what happened to...
Phil.
Phil, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just going to say, oh, I came back. That was a life decoy model.
I really hope it's a lot more deep than that.
Because I doubt it. Nick Fury's died, and it's just, oh, that's my life decoy model. Oh, my life decoy model is actually evil.
If you look at the movie where he shot down, there's a vent there. Sometimes I think, you know, probably went through that vent. Because the blood stops at that vent.
Maybe. Don't they have any healers in the Marvel U? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure they do.
Superhero healers?
Yeah, like they just... This is just me not wanting such a shitty thing. Like
the only thing I can think of is Doctor Strange, but I don't think so.
Has he been confirmed for a movie?
He's still rumored, yeah. It's going to be like, if you've seen the animated one, it might be like that. Dealing with the dude that trained with him and then Dormammu.
Mm.
Dormammu would be sick.
Dormammu's would interest me because just seeing him in suit, live action, that would be pretty... That'd be
dope.
Yeah. Assuming they design him after the one.
Some bullshit they did with Mandarin.
Like they did with the Green Lantern too.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I was looking forward to in Iron Man 3. I don't know if I've said that here, but that's the only thing I was looking forward to, seeing Mandarin do his fucking magic, because that would give you some idea of what you can expect from Doctor Strange. But
yeah, but no, that shit was... I'm just some dude doing the voices.
I don't know, I think that worked in that scenario.
I think it worked in that scenario too. But yeah, it did leave me feeling like, oh, that's the Mandarin?
It's not... There's so much build-up and there's no payoff.
Yeah.
It's just play for a joke.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry we got to this late on this podcast. We didn't start back then.
Yeah, I know, but eh.
Oh, since you saw Man of Steel, does it do anything to like connect it to the rest of the DC Marvel Universe yet? Or considering that's supposed to be the starting.
There's little Easter eggs here and there, like LexCorp, Wayne Enterprises, Smallville, Star Labs.
Star Labs would be the big one.
That's it though.
But there's no actual
Argus, Amanda Waller.
There's no actual way to connect it to the DCU not yet. I mean. Just keep in mind, it was a way to introduce the new Superman. It's been a while since there's been a Superman movie. It was just a way to introduce him. A good one,
but they're trying to create the Justice League movie. They need... Because it's going to be hard. If they do the Justice League movie without introducing certain characters, the biggest ones we already know, they're going to have trouble with Wonder Woman and The Flash. And they got to reboot Green Lantern. If they're going to try and introduce all of them in that movie, it's going to be weird.
That's my fear. My fear is that DC right now is trying too hard to compete against Marvel, that they're actually rushing this project and they're not doing it accordingly or well. I mean, quite frankly, they still don't even have a director for the Justice League that they already said is going to come out in 2015.
You know what's kind of sad is that I'm not even looking forward to Justice League. I'm looking forward to Justice League Dark, Guillermo del Toro's Justice League, which is all the occult characters.
Wait, is this an anime movie?
No. It's supposed to be a live action thing, but it's basically all the darker characters of the DCU. Not darker, but the magic users. Swamp Thing, yeah. Constantine, Deadman. I'm just looking forward to that.
That sounds dope.
It's Guillermo del Toro. And he's a fan of all those characters, so you know he's going to put some passion into it.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It does. And I just hope... Because, you know, I'm not too familiar with all those characters past Swamp Thing and one of the first ones. But we'll see what they do. Quite frankly, I'm more concerned about the Justice League because, the Justice League Dark is obviously important, but the main thing here that's trying to compete against Avengers from DC side is just the Justice League, and that includes Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Martian Manhunter, if they decide to include him, Green Lantern,
They already announced the main five, and anyone else is going to be a cameo, Easter egg reference or something.
And they wanted to do a Wonder Woman show that got cut down, and they need to do something with the Flash. If not, he's just going to be a random Barry Allen person that comes into the...
It's hard to do the Flash.
It's hard to do him. I understand. Because
look at Superman. He can run. He can run and fly as fast. Not faster. Anyone that read the Flash Rebirth knows he's not that fast.
Yeah.
Compared to the Flash. It's funny because in that comic he says, "Yeah, all those times you raced, I was going easy on you. You just fucking blast." That was great. But again, he's just super speed, right? Even though the Speed Force can do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can vibrate his molecules and all that extra shit. He has more experience, but kicking him off the ground is weird because not many people know his rogues outside of the Rogues and Gorilla Grodd. And Reverse Flash, too.
Yeah. That snow guy, what's his name?
Captain Cold.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Captain he's Cold. The leader of the Rogues. Yeah. Rogues would be great for his movie. Might be too much, though.
Yeah.
They can't do Reverse Flash, that's for damn sure. Not right away, anyway.
Not right away, no. And they certainly can't do any of, like, the Kid Flash or any of them right away, either.
I don't know. You can introduce the Kid Flash with Reverse Flash, because Reverse Flash is from the future, as is Kid Flash.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I, again, I'm more afraid of his origin story right now.
Me too, and that's what concerns me as well. It's because, you know, Justice League, I like Justice League, the comic book, more so than I do the Avengers comic book. So
have you
like
Justice League of America yet?
No, I... That's the one I... Dude, I haven't picked up comics
anymore. I know that much, but you can at least pick it up digitally. No tax, cheaper.
Yeah, but it's just... it's not the same for me. Like, I need to have that physical comic book feel in order for me to feel like I'm actually reading a comic book, you know?
You'll get used to the digital, trust me.
Yeah?
I got used to it quick. The main thing was no ads.
Yeah.
That and DC cuts off a dollar after a month it's been out, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you just want to buy DC comics, it's a dollar cheaper if you're a month behind.
But they don't have an actual dedicated DC app, do they?
Comixology. Comixology has all the same sales that DC app would have, and it runs on the same fucking system. But anyways, go on to the Justice League thing.
I care for the Justice League. I genuinely care for it, and I don't want it to turn into something that's rushed and something that ultimately could be better. I'm hoping that they actually delay it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they push it back.
There's one interesting thing that the guy that plays Superman, I forgot, I think it's like Henry Cavill or something like that, right? There's one interesting thing he said after in an interview or something, is that the next Superman movie he does is either going to be super... Obviously, no confirmation. I think this is just what he would like to do. It's either going to be another Superman movie or Superman-Batman movie, and then maybe Justice League after that. I can see a Superman-Batman. That would be a good test for the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because the Justice League movie... has to have that team dynamic. Mm-hmm. And Superman, Batman are buddies, so.
Do you think that the Justice League movie actually needs a test, though?
Kind of, because DC's going with it. Compared to Marvel's universe, DC's going with the darker side. So how are these two... Well, I don't know if Superman's dark, is he? No. Is he brooding? He's not that happy-go-lucky. Well, not happy-go-lucky, but he's not a Boy Scout?
He certainly is no Boy Scout, but... He is, I guess, like a Leonardo out of the Ninja Turtles. I mean, he's not like Captain America Boy Scout, but he is, oh, I have to do everything the right way. And, yes, sir, you know, type of thing. But
the Hank of Men?
That scene was so funny.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I want to see a test of the way these characters are. Because specifically for the Batman. Because the Nolan universe, they said, is his own universe, so they're going to do a new Batman. And I don't know who the hell they're going to get to play him. Bale's not doing it again. He said he's done.
He said he'll only do it if Christopher Nolan will do it, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Which is not going to happen. Well, let's just hope for the best. I didn't realize that it's 4 p.m.
What's our runtime?
Probably 2 hours.
48 minutes.
Oh, no, never mind. Okay, we're good.
Well, this is GONS. This is here, Roach.
Daniel.
Via the other Daniel.
D2R2D2!
Alright, dude, we started like that. We certainly can't end like that.
We can't end like that. It's a good reference back to what we talked about.
We didn't talk about Star Wars.
We talked about Star Wars. We talked about Star Wars. We said Battlefront.
Alright. I guess we can end like that then. Well, with that said, guys, Facebook, like us. We're on iTunes now, guys.
Like us, share us,
subscribe.
Love us.
Subscribe on iTunes, please. That helps us out a lot. And yeah, bye.
Bye, ladies.
Peace.